بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the points of benefit on Salah, and in this one we will talk about the cases where the intention of the Ma'moom may differ with the intention of the Imam, and vice versa. The intention of the Ma'moom and the intention of the Imam differing in Salah. We will consider the cases. First case, when the salahs, the salats are in agreement in name, but differ in timing. Agreement in name, but differ in timing. The prayers are agree in name, but differ in timing. Example. A made-up dhuhr and a performed dhuhr. A made-up dhuhr and a performed dhuhr. They are in agreement in name because both are dhuhr. Here, suppose someone forgot his dhuhr from yesterday and then came to the masjid where they're performing the dhuhr of today. So he enters with them in the congregational prayer. Both will have agreement in name, but different in timing, right? One is made up for missed salah, and with one which is performed on its time. So this is situation. Second situation. The prayers agree in actions but differ in naming. In name. Agree in actions but differ in name. For example, Dhuhr, praying Dhuhr behind someone praying Asr, or vice versa. Dhuhr behind someone praying Asr and vice versa. Here the actions are the same because they are four. Dhuhr is four rak'ah and Asr is four rak'ah, but they differ in name. They differ in name. This is Dhuhr, this is Asr. Or Isha, after someone praying Dhuhr or Asr, so that they agree in actions because each is four. In this case, they will be performing four, but they have they are different in name. This is the second situation. Is that clear also, inshallah? Is that clear, inshallah? Third situation. They agree. They are in agreement in name. Agreement in name. However, in name and time. Agreement in name and time. But the salah of the ma'moom is less than the salah of the imam. The salah of the ma'moom is less than the salah of the imam. They agree in name and in time, but the salah of the ma'moom is less than the salah of the imam. The salah of the follower is less than the salah of the imam. Like a musafir, a traveler, who follows a resident imam. Like a traveler, ma'moom, who is a follower, prays behind a resident imam. Agree? Clear also? Why? Because the imam, the travelers, originally has to pray what? Originally has to pray two rak'ah, right? Originally, his salah is what? It's two rak'ah, right? And the resident imam, his salah is what? And the resident imam, his salah is what? How many rak'ah? He completes, right? The four is completed. Isn't it? Clear, Yana? Clear, okay. But in this is difference in intention. The difference of intention is different here now. He is a traveler. He is a traveler. So his salah is originally two. And this differs with the ma'moom, with the imam, whose salah now is four. Next one. They agree in name and time. However, the salah of the follower exceeds in number the salah of the imam. Like a resident praying behind an imam who is musafir, who is a traveler. Imam, who is a traveler, does two rak'ah. The follower resident has four. So there is difference in one has the resident is four, and this is more than two, right? Is that clear also? This is a situation where they differ. Clear? Next, that the prayers differ in actions. The prayers differ in actions. And this has three cases to it. They differ in action. And this has three cases to it. First case, the salah of the follower exceeds in number the salah of the imam. The salah of the follower, the ma'moom, exceeds the salah of the imam. Like dhuhr behind fajr, right? Dhuhr behind fajr, right? This is a case. Second, the salah of the ma'moom, the salah of the follower, exceeds the salah of the imam, and there is difference in form, opposition in form. Isha after Maghrib, or behind Maghrib. Isha behind Maghrib. Isha behind Maghrib. Someone praying the Isha behind someone praying the Maghrib. This is what it means. طيب. The third case, the Salah of the Ma'moom, the Salah of the Ma'moom, wait, yeah, Tony Mecca, wait. The Salah of the Ma'moom is less than the Salah of the Imam. The Salah of the Ma'moom is less than the Salah of the Imam. Someone praying Maghrib behind someone praying Isha. Maghrib behind Isha. Right? Here they are less. So in all of these cases, the Salat differ in actions, right? Under these three situations. The Salat differ in actions. Clear? Clear now? The three cases we mentioned, they differ in actions. Dhuhr behind Fajr. Isha behind Maghrib. Maghrib behind Isha as examples, right? Right? The next situation. Agree in actions, and differ in description. Agree in action, but differ in descriptions. And this has two cases to it. This has two cases to it. The salah of the follower is fard, and the salah of the ma'mum, I'm sorry, the salah of the ma'mum is fard, and the salah of the imam is nafil. Like someone praying Isha behind someone praying Taraweeh. The salah of the ma'mum, of the follower, is fard, and the salah of the imam is nafil. The second case is the opposite of this case. The second case is the opposite of this case. Meaning, the salah of the follower is nafil, and the salah of the imam is fard. Under all of these six situations, under all of these six situations and their related situations as discussed above, it is, according to the preponderating opinion, it is correct to have different intentions between the imam and the ma'mum under all the situations that were discussed. According to the preponderating opinion, under all of these conditions, under all of these conditions, it is correct to have the intentions differing, the intentions of the imam and the ma'mum being different. Under all these six situations, it's correct, according to the preponderating opinion, to have the different intentions for the imam and the ma'mum. Now, you go and read them again, and you will understand what, this is the conclusion. You see, this is the conclusion. Is that clear now? This sums it up. Now, some exceptions. Some exceptions where this does not hold. Some exceptions where this does not hold. Praying Fajr after behind the Imam in Salat al-Kusuf, in the Salah of the Eclipse. Praying Fajr behind an Imam who is praying the Salah of the Eclipse. In this case, it is incorrect. Similarly, if this will be behind an imam praying Salat al-Janazah, for example, because there is difference in form and description here. Similarly, if he's praying behind someone who's making Salat al-Janazah, the funeral prayer. So remember these situations now, alhamdulillah. So if you missed Maghrib and you came to the masjid, now let me ask you now, because on this will be some discussion where in these examples it will be more clear to you, inshallah. You missed Maghrib and you came and you found the imam making Salat al-Isha. So do you pray behind him or not? Do you pray behind him or not? Yes. Even though the intentions are different. Even though the intentions are different. No, Fajr after Kusuf, no. No. Yahdikum Allah astahbarak. Clear? Okay. You cannot do the Fajr following Imam doing the Eclipse. You cannot do any Salah following an Imam making funeral prayer. Okay? You missed a Salah and you came in and he is making funeral prayer. You can't join with him with these because these are different in description and in form. You can pray Maghrib behind Isha or Isha behind Maghrib. Either way. You missed Maghrib and you came and you see the Imam making Isha, so you join him. So all the cases that you had in the six cases and their subcases, all of them are permissible to have an intention different than the intention of the Imam and vice versa. Okay? The only exceptions, so you can do this in all Salat. The only exceptions are behind an imam making the eclipse prayer or an imam making the funeral prayer. Is that clear? All of this is according to the preponderating opinion. Rarely you can find these classified as you had seen them. So, stick to them, cut them, and put your notebook for Salah. Add them there, as there will be, inshallah ta'ala, more benefits of this type. We'll add one more benefit, and this is also important. The utterance during the movement of the imam, the utterances in the salah, the ranks, their ranks are as follows: utterance in the heart, second, utterance in the heart, the utterance, second, utterance with the lips, not hearing himself, but not hearing himself. Utterance by the lips, but not hearing himself. Third, utterance with the lips, but hearing himself. Utterance with the lips, but hearing himself. Fourth, utterance making others hear him. Utterance making others hear him. These are the movements of the ma'mum with respect to the movements of the imam. So, if he says Allahu Akbar, the imam, so the obligated one is the second one. The obligated one is the second one. So the imam makes Allahu Akbar. Then you use the second one. Utterance with lips but not hearing yourself. خلاص. Alhamdulillah. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.